Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About it. What do you say, Jay? You want to have an hour's worth of conversation, or maybe two, or maybe three, or maybe four? Are you
up for that? That. Okay. Absolutely.
August the 30th, 2022. Does that sound official? I'll put my deep voice on. It's August 30th, 2022. Nah, I don't be a faker voice.
I remember what year it is, because lately I've been writing 2018, and I don't
you
know
have?
Why. I have no idea why. I keep having to correct myself, and for some reason, my brain is fixated on 1-8 instead of 2-2.
Huh. Sounds like it might be the combination lock to your safety box, your safe box, or safe, what do they call them?
I don't know. It might be a lottery number I have to play next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. All right. Would you include me and James in the winnings, please?
Yes, we should do. Yeah, we should totally get some tickets and all buy them together.
Okay, when was it? 281 Apple. Remember, you probably know that story. 281 Apple. That's like that song. 876-542. I don't remember.
309.
Yeah. That's it. Let's play those numbers. Okay, let's see what we can find here for good news before we get into who's zooming whom or who's doing whom. Here's the story. This is from the world of medicine and science. Artificial intelligence being used to correct walking patterns for people who have cerebral palsy or MS. Sometimes this thing's been used on stroke patients. It's a Velcro sleeve that's fastened around the leg. And it was designed with electrodes in it that help stimulate the muscles of those who experience difficulty getting around because of some kind of nervous system condition. This is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine it too, right?
It is. Uses like a bionic lightweight fabric.
Yeah, right. Artificial intelligence detects your walking gait and then sends that information to electrodes, which ensure that each of your legs is moving as much in sync as is possible. And if that wasn't enough, the device is ready for delivery for those who have experienced this kind of a problem in 2023. Testing, approving, that's all set. How about that? It's called the Neural Sleeve, developed by a company that makes bionic wearables called Psionic. This sounds like a good TV show. They're bringing back the $5 million man, only it's the $5 billion. I think Mark Wahlberg is the star.
Oh, really?
That'd yeah.
Be great.
Yep.
Yeah, so I definitely see why they have to up the million to billion.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Inflation and all that. So how about this? This is kind of a way to sort out whatever problems you have in your leg, sort of using, I'll keep using sort of, because I'm imagining a remote control on your leg, right? The brains are on your leg, in a manner of speaking. So it's an algorithmic deal, electrodes. So who comes up with these ideas? Who's got the brain that figures out how to do this? I want to meet that person. I want to interview that person. We're relearning, right? Reacquiring skills, knowledge, if you will, that make those muscles move. And then after a while, this sleeve isn't needed anymore.
Yeah.
That's even more.
It's like retraining.
Retraining your brain.
We're mentioning before, the bionic eye that can help people see it. You even think of hearing aids when people who were born deaf or hard of hearing, not just people who started to lose their hearing, but people who were born deaf and all of a sudden they get to hear. You see these toddlers, these videos of toddlers getting to hear their parents' voice for the first time.
Yeah.
Due to this amazing technology.
Yeah, it's really very. See, this is what gives you, it gives me, I don't know if it gives you or not, hope that we're not going to just completely destroy everything, that people's head is not in their own just their own lives and what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, I guess this has, the people that tested it reported mobility has improved, but the number of users experiencing moderate to severe pain was reduced by 60%. Number of users experiencing moderate to severe anxiety or depression reduced by 75%. Huh. There you go. I wonder, seriously, we ought to try to find somebody. I see this guy named Jim Vecchi, who is a trial patient who has had the results of this. This changed his life, obviously. So let's see, either that or the fellow who came up with this idea, Jeremiah Richardson. Mm. I think I'd rather talk to somebody who's wearing it rather than the guy that put it together. Or maybe
how
both of them.
How it's changed, how it's tested.
Yeah, right. Think of that, though. That's really good for them. Good. That's great. Congratulations. So the world is getting smaller. I may have to run out to Los Angeles this weekend. I was looking at the flights. And American runs four flights a day, and it's only three this weekend because it's the end of the month, right? Right. It sort of plays over into the
weekend. You think there would be more flights given that it's a holiday weekend.
Yes. Well,
I guess
what
not
can
so
I
much.
Pete Buttigieg said of Pete, Mayor Pete, who's no longer Mayor Pete. Why do I have such a hard time with his last name? Buttigieg.
Yes? Buttigieg.
Yeah. Pete Butter. What did you call him? Butter.
Buttigieg.
Butter. Anyway.
Like a boot. And the edge of the earth. Edge.
Yeah. If you are having problems when you're traveling and you get your flight canceled, we'll have some information that'll be good for you as we continue here. First portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts, here to keep your car on the road with all the right parts. And then they also offer you advice from their professional parts people in the store. Free loaner tool program. No need to purchase tool if you're going to only use it one time. Go to the local O'Reilly Auto Parts store that you can find in your neighborhood. They've got 80 different tools that are available for rent. Next time, in order to get it, you'll give them a refundable deposit, and then when you bring it back, you get that back. Pretty cool, right? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can figure it out online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's CreonInfo.com.
Rock and roll on the... we should call this Talk and Roll. Right?
Oh, I like it.
The Talk and Roll program, known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Continuing, also brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which is insurance for your motorcycle. You got one? Your boat? I'd like to have a boat. I've never had a boat. I've always wanted a boat. But then I don't have time to go to the water, so we sit in the driveway or sit someplace in a dock. But being in the water,
sit on the boat in the driveway.
At sometime I'm going to actually find time to do these sorts of things. I don't lack anything in my life, but I would like to have a little more time for stuff like having a boat. That would be good to have. But I'm too busy on a tractor, so don't have time for the boat. Anyway, Progressive protects you on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Call them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, easy enough to remember, or go online to progressive.com. Pete, the Secretary of Transportation, feels your pain. Flights getting canceled. And so the people at the Department of Transportation want you to know that you're entitled to some serious cash during a situation like this. He chatted about the DOT's new system, Department of Transportation's new system, which is aimed at picking up the pieces for travelers when the airline keeps you, they don't keep you in the know. They keep you on the plane. This is the dumbest thing. It really is. This is so stupid. People get upset. The pilot should be trained and instructed to tell people everything that's going on, to keep them in the loop so that they will be calm. And I don't understand why this is so difficult for them to understand. I've been through this any number of times, and probably you have many people listening the same thing. And so because of their negligence or their bad management, this is going to cost them money. When the flight gets delayed or canceled, he talks about how airlines kind of screw this up.
Yeah, and especially because a lot of times you don't get your money back. If anything, you just get credit for another flight.
Right,
and how many times have we had a flight canceled and then you get rescheduled?
Or you have to use it in a year. Why do I have to use it in a year?
Exactly, and you're supposed to be on a nonstop, and all of a sudden you have two stops somewhere else, or maybe you had a first class ticket, and next thing you know, you're bumped to a different flight, and you're not in first class anymore, and you don't get any of that money back. You just get credit, and if it's a bad enough experience, you might not want to use that credit for that same airline.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so and this will make you probably very comfortable. Especially if you're traveling overseas and you're flying on Air France. It seems... yes, you know what I'm talking about. So how do you get into a... How does the captain and the co-captain get into a fist fight over the Atlantic? This is from Geneva to Paris.
Mm-hmm. So up in the air, in the middle of the flight, the air, to the point where one of the flight attendants, somebody else on the staff, had to sit in the cockpit to make sure that there was not another altercation between these pilots before the flight landed.
Yeah. Just think, put yourself in that position. Flight attendants apparently heard the commotion. They get into the cockpit and they broke up the fight. Today anything can happen, right? They suspended the pilot. They ought to fire him. It's nuts. That is nuts. It is nuts. Crazy. These people are nuts. They are. I just think sometimes the world is. When I started with the good news. But people, what the hell are you so angry about? Listen to me, I sound like I'm angry. No, seriously, what is there? You have a life here. This is being a pilot of a major airline. That's cool, fun, right? Leads you to all kinds of opportunities. All the youngsters that I know who are pilots now, they're hiring younger and younger pilots because they can't. Well, older pilots would only be older because they've been in the service, so they've had some experience before. But what a cool thing to be a pilot, and then to screw it up like that. Aye, aye, aye. It's 21 after the hour.
We did. depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Family Farmer Podcast.
I started selling some local apples in my farmer's market on my farm this past weekend, and they were pretty good. A little tart, and they're a little small because we haven't had a lot of rain, and it's tough for the apples to mature, as is being really experienced firsthand in Minnesota. This drought has forced apple orchards to push back the dates that they would be opening.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we are at 23 after the hour. You may recognize this song by Mabel John, Motown's first female solo artist. I crank this up, James, a little bit. I think I told you to find the hook on these, didn't I, when I was teaching you how to do this?
Yeah, it's like my favorite.
Oh, this is not her. Okay. Yeah, all right, anyway, go. Go ahead. I thought we were coming out with a song. Anyway, yeah, Jay, who's your favorite?
No, I was
going to
say, Mabel John, Motown's first female solo artist. My favorite song by her, Able Mabel. One of the,
Able Mabel.
That is just, like, one of the most fun songs.
Yeah.
First female solo artist with Motown. And sad news.
Okay, well, she signed up with Berry Gordy when he was first starting Motown Music. First label he had was Tamla, T-A-M-L-A. I remember those songs and those records back in 1958. She was, I guess we're not going to have a song at all, James. Is that what we're doing here?
She's passed away at the age of 91. What an incredible life.
Yeah.
I don't have to beg you to hold me.
I like that. That Motown. Da 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 dun. That so prevalent in so many of those songs.
You don't have to love me when I want it. Somebody else will.
She performed with the Raelettes, backing up Ray Charles. As she moved off, she was in Motown. She was at Tamla, and then she was in Motown. Then she went over to Stax Records, which was kind of a neat indie label. Those of you who are my age, you go back, look at your record collection, and see how many Stax records you had. Stacks of wax. She had a charity in L.A. called the Joy Community Outreach. Does work with homeless people. So, anyway, she left her mark. Mabel John passing away at the age of 91. Also passing away, Bob Lupone, who was one of the Sopranos actors, 76. Wow, that's kind of young.
That's really young, yes.
A pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he lasted that long. Pancreatic cancer usually wipes you out. Bing, bang, boom,
and
you're done.
Like, that's one that's usually diagnosed in later stages.
Yeah. Now, what was he? He was the brother to Patti LuPone, right? The singer? Remember Patti LuPone?
Wow.
No, maybe you don't. Yeah. Anyway, he was nominated for a Tony for his work on the original run of A Chorus. He was one of those people. You don't remember his name. I mean, you don't know by his name who he is, but you look at a picture of him. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
One of those deals.
He was on Sex and the City, Guiding Light, All My Children,
yeah.
Daytime Emmys. He has a very decorated career.
And remember when Nichelle Nichols died a few weeks ago? She's going into space, not on the Artemis, but she's going out on another as a one of the crewmates, if you will.
Aptly named Vulcan rocket launch.
Yes, right. This will be part of a future Artemis flight to the moon. That's appropriate, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to do some research for Artemis, and then once it hits the moon, it's supposed to keep on going.
Yep. Keep on going, Nichelle. Good for you. 28 after the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet has revealed the all-electric 2024 Blazer EV, expanding the brand's growing EV portfolio, making EV ownership more accessible and driving Chevy into the heart of the growing midsize electric crossover segment. The Blazer EV has a GM estimated range of up to 320 miles on a full electric charge and is based on GM's innovative Ultium platform. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Let's have a round of applause, or a hearty welcome anyway, because I'm the only one here beside you, Elizabeth, so I only sound like one person clapping. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Do we still have the dog days of summer sale, or what's the incentive?
We've got the back-to-school sale going on right now this week. It's back-to-school sale. We know everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Get to Elizabeth Miller. She's the star here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. A dementia-stricken woman died after a California senior citizen's home she lived in served her dishwashing liquid instead of juice. The Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo, California, just south of San Francisco, rushed Gertrude Maxwell to the hospital after she drank the caustic liquid. The employees involved have been suspended as the investigation continues. A man working in his backyard in Pombal, Portugal, has discovered sauropod dinosaur remains. It's estimated to have been 39 feet tall, 82 feet long. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul as the corrupt FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
As the former National Security Prosecutor and Peter Strzok as a counterintelligence head agent knows, that American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift the redaction of just my name and then redact the next seven consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
People in Mississippi's capital are set to lose running water for an undetermined amount of time. Governor Tate Reeves made the announcement Monday night. A major pump at Jackson's main water treatment facility was damaged, and the city has been using backup pumps since monsoons wreaked havoc on the area. Until it's fixed, there will be no reliable drinking water in Jackson, which will impact up to 180,000 people. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
8-year-old girl chatting with the astronauts using her father's ham radio. Old technology. Boy, don't you love that. New connection. This girl who got to speak with one of the orbiting astronauts after her dad hailed him on his ham radio.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why not move back into the zone with the Dugger? You're digging the Dugger. I always love that stuff, huh? Digging the Dugger. On the, that's right, exactly. And jumping with Jay. How about that?
I like
digging
that.
The Dugger, jumping with Jay. Good news is that the Artemis 1, which didn't take off yesterday, you may have heard our long conversation with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. The flight was supposed to take off at 8:33 yesterday and didn't because there was some malfunction with one of the engines. And that's not something that you want to, well, let's see, we'll try it anyway. No, that's not quite the way it works there. So the Artemis 1 now scheduled for takeoff on Friday. And see where it goes. To the moon! Amongst other things. And as we were saying a few minutes ago, not only are the ashes of Noel Nichols going up, but some of the other Star Trek folks, right, going up there. I wonder what happens to Shatner when he passes away, what he wants to do. He's the, yeah, right? Huh?
Ooh, Shatner. Yeah. That's a good question.
One of those.
Our buddy Jen Horn knows him. We should have him ask him.
Right. Yes, we will.
The people
when
want to know, including...
When you're not here next week, when we're on the air. So we'll be here as usual. We, some of us will be here on Monday. One of us will not be here on Monday. I don't know. Who could that person be that's not going to be here on Monday?
A person who loves her friends very much and wants to celebrate the upcoming nuptials.
Oh, okay.
Getting married. Don't you feel like a jerk?
No. But thanks for asking. So Jen will be here with us a couple days next week, right?
Yeah, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
This Friday and Monday and Tuesday next week. Okay, good. So here's something not so good. A 15-year-old boy lost his arm in a subway surfing accident. Now listen carefully to this, because you would not want it to happen to your child, although not likely, and we're not heard in New York, so it's not likely many people would take this and say, hey, I'm going to try this. At the 74th Street and Broadway stop, 10 o'clock or so in the morning, the northbound R train pulling away from the station when this youngster was hit. He was taken to the hospital, stable condition, his arm was found at the next station.
Isn't that so awful? And a part of me wants to make fun of this because how stupid can you be?
But I'm really stupid.
This is a child, so it's kind of like...
Still stupid.
Yeah.
But old enough to know better. There have been people who have suffered fatal falls from the subway doing this, whatever they call subway surfing.
Subway surfing.
I've never heard. What do you do
basically
when
you stand on top of the train. And like when you're surfing on a surfboard in the ocean, but you're surfing on top of a train.
You're right. How stupid can you get?
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe get those ideas from seeing movies, because every once in a while you see somebody pulling a stunt on top of a train or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been going on for a while, and it's been with the peers, and who knows if this is an initiation thing or just adrenaline seekers.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold your breath. This is the list of those who are dearly departed, starting with a college-bound couple who were killed in a fiery crash caused by a drunk driver, a soldier, in fact, up in Alaska. They were set to start college. This car, if you see some of the pictures, this guy was drunk. Mm-hmm. According to the police in Anchorage, 18-year-old Amelia Nowak and 20-year-old Derek Durr, dead at the scene. Pickup truck driven by soldier Matthew Davis collided with a number of cars in three separate crashes.
Three separate crashes leading up to this fatal one, and obviously left the scene of the previous two.
So it has no difference. It makes no difference to me whether he's in his uniform or not. I think that people making something out of this, look, see, another drunken soldier. That's not the approach to take.
He's just a drunk driver.
He's another, yeah, exactly.
He's another drunk driver. And he was so drunk that he doesn't even remember driving.
Yeah. And how is it that was he by himself? Was he with friends?
That's a good question. Yeah, was he being served? Was he overserved somewhere? Because then they're liable.
Mm-hmm.
Was he at home?
He was driving 90 miles an hour, for God's sakes. So the whole thing, what does it end up, what this guy gets charged with, manslaughter?
Yeah, apparently he had like around 15 different adult beverages at numerous bars. You would have thought that there would be a bartender somewhere that would be like, you don't need any more.
So one of the things there's going to be is bail set at $80,000. This is one of those things that you wonder, okay, does this have something to do with his being in the service? Is he there? Does he have post-traumatic stress? Because a lot of these youngsters, when they're 20, are seeing things that no human being should see whether he's been assigned to some place or not. It's hard at this point to know, but I don't want to make the story the fact that he was a military guy. I want to know why it is that he had 19 or 15 drinks and wasn't somehow or other chaperoned or somebody was paying attention, or they just, okay, here's another $10 drink.
Yeah.
Where's the cash?
And then you have to go into the whole...
But still, his responsibility.
Murder.
Yeah, but it's his response. No matter what. You get drunk like that, whatever's going on, it's still, there's no excuse for this. There are circumstances that you explain, but there is no excuse for these people being dead. None whatsoever.
the college couple, they were going to, they're on basketball scholarships, both of them.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Two men shot to death, two wounded during a shooting at a homeless shelter in Kentucky. Shooting happened in front of about 15 people at the Christian Center in Henderson, Kentucky. The end of the, it's not like it was in the middle of the night when they were all asleep. This was just as church services were concluding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is one of the residents.
Yeah. Let's see here. Harbor House resident Kenneth Gibbs is the shooter. So how do you get a gun? Where did the gun come from?
That's a question. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Why would a homeless person have a gun?
In there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you go through all these victims, 67-year-old, 44-year-old, 33-year-old. They all lived in the shelter.
$500,000 bail.
Mm-hmm. But he's a homeless guy. So they can put a $5 bail up, but he's not going to make it, and he shouldn't.
But when it comes to something like this, there should be no bail. It should just point blank no bail.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways around the system. All right, here we go up to the mountaintops, the state park in Arizona known as Serra Park. One person's dead. Hiking group got lost. And they're obviously without any water. They became dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So this is near Lake Havasu where we are on the air. The fire department there responded to this park. It's right, Lake Havasu, well, that whole area is on the border of Victorville and California. City's on the border. 63-year-old woman, 27-year-old woman, and a 61-year-old man were dehydrated, showing signs of heat exhaustion when they were found by the Mojave County Sheriff.
They were from out of town, so they were not familiar with the
107 degrees.
They didn't understand the dangers of that kind of heat.
No.
And the gentleman who died of dehydration, apparently he had left the group to find a trailhead. But when you think about these stories, when somebody leaves the group to find help, how are you expecting to get back to the group if you guys are already lost? Stay together.
Right. Yeah, staying. There wasn't a lot of common sense. But if they were dehydrated, they'd probably
hallucinating. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the danger of dehydration, or what is it, hypothermia when people get into that, heat exhaustion and fatigue.
Mm.
It's all kind of the same where you just get so disoriented.
107 degrees. The prediction is that it stays that way. It's pretty hot season, the third hottest on record in the Southwest. My son said to me last night, because I'm going to have, a quick hop, skip, and a jump out to L.A. on Friday and spend the day there Saturday and come home Saturday night. And he says, Dad, it's going to be 107 this Saturday here. What are you going to do? And I said, Brendan, the air conditioning working in the car? Yeah. So, heavens, it's been, I was just looking at the charts here for where I am in New England, in Massachusetts. It's the third hottest on record, third hottest month on record, and the least, also third or fourth month with the least amount of rain. So it's part of what's going on. Global warming, climate change, do something about it. Buy an electric car. Yeah, really? I was looking at the... I'm going to be distracted here a little bit, but roll with me on this, will you, Jay?
I'm along.
Okay. So the stats have been released about electric vehicles. Now, there are those who think they're great. If you're selling cars and you want to sell people an electric vehicle, you're going to find all kinds of... It doesn't have to... You go 350 miles, no charge, yada, yada, yada. Okay, the analysis here that I'm looking at is of what it costs to buy these cars, more importantly, what it costs to maintain these cars, and the third rung on the ladder is what it costs to repair. Some people put maintenance and repair in the same category. They aren't really. Repairing something is broken versus maintaining the car so it won't get broken. So, the idea that the buying a car is going to help the environment is a lot of crock. It is just, it is. It's BS at the moment. And so we have all of these, we have all these politicians who are pushing the narrative. And it's a scam at this point in time. The Chevy Volt battery replacement, the record shows that they last about 70,000 miles. And then when you have to replace them, it's thousands of dollars.
There are all kinds of oil changes. That's basically like two oil changes when you think of that.
What's that? You mean
70,000? Oh, wait, no. Not 30,000. 3,000 miles is an oil change. Forget I said anything. Please
continue. No, it's okay. I find it it's annoying. I see all of this stuff and people get all worked up about it. We've got to save the climate. We've got to save the planet. Go buy an electric car. There are far better ways, less expensive ways, more intelligent ways of doing it than that. And we're worshiping at the altar of something that is, we're not getting the straight scoop. Or maybe we are and just don't want to listen to it for whatever the reason. I get that we want to be responsible. I get that we want to do something that's good for the planet. And I'm not saying, there's good and bad in this, because the stuff for the batteries, the lithium and the main ingredients, comes from China. And that's not something that I'm excited about having anything to do with. And then what do you do with it? When the batteries are expired, where does the stuff go? When it's not reusable, so what do you do with it? It's
so
not much different than
just the
nuclear.
Go get one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So some food for thought from Good Day at 48 after the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Include four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for us to visit the farm. Talk about food, family stuff. Today, Jay, is National Toasted Marshmallow Day. I don't know what that has to do with the farm, but it's kind of a sweet treat. Toasted marshmallows. I told you it was only a few years ago I learned what a s'more was.
Mm-hmm. And so which it goes from there. Astonishing.
It is astonishing. But, you know, a lot of things in my life are astonishing. Believe it or not, that's one of them. And if that's the most astonishing thing that's going on, I'm okay.
But toasted marshmallows are amazing. Minus the chocolate and the graham cracker that finishes up the s'more, just the marshmallow, put it on a stick, roast it over a fire. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Instead of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, how about marshmallows roasting on an open fire? Anyway, this is sweet stuff. And if you haven't had any marshmallows, your life is unbalanced. So balance your life today. Go get a packet of marshmallows and cook them over an open flame. Yum. It's not like eating fluff. You know, marshmallow fluff. Do you ever have marshmallow fluff with peanut butter?
Oh, a Nutter Butter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yum stuff.
You know what you're talking about. I have not, but my husband loves them.
Does he? All right, I discovered Nutella. I never have had it. If that's another one.
Oh, the hazelnut chocolate spread. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at you discovering all these sweet treats.
All right, exactly. Well, listen, I have a sweet tooth, and so it needs sweet stuff.
Because you're a sweet guy.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. In Wisconsin, one of the farms there has brought back sunflower mazes. We have one right up the street. My friend Tommy Hansen has a sunflower maze and a corn maze as well. But this farm, Jacob's farm in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, brought back the sunflower maze, and it was for a good cause, raising money for a local nonprofit called Joshua's Camp, which is a family retreat for folks who have children who have cancer. This is something like St. Jude's, though, on the open, right? They cover all the costs for all the children and all the family members who come to the camp. It's trying to have fun. I guess that's a difficult thing if you're in that. If that's part of your life, difficult.
It is, for those kids who are fighting and their families, of course. And they've actually, in recent years, they worked with St. Jude, and this year they wanted to do something local to their own community.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they've done a super job. Always these things. I have things on my farm that are benefits for various causes. We have some local things that I'm involved in. And so you help. That's why we're here. I say this every day. They're trying to raise $10,000 for this particular job. And they can do it. It's that probably not that hard to do. So good luck to them. That's very good. Sunflower mazes. Look for one in your neighborhood. Those of you who want to buy canned whipped cream, we have something for somewhat of a warning for you right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Okay, so if you want to buy whipped cream in New York State, I was in New York State on Saturday. I didn't buy any whipped cream, though. I guess it's a good thing I didn't try to, because if you can't show some ID, you can't buy whipped cream.
It's 21 and up.
Very serious. Yeah. Right? How are they enforcing this? There's an age limit.
Mm-hmm.
There was an act.
This went into effect last fall.
Yeah.
But nobody was really doing
it. So what are they doing? They're spraying out the can of cream and then they're breathing in the nitrous oxide?
I don't know how it actually works, but yeah, it's called whippets, and people, I don't know if they have to spray things out first. They do it at the same time while they're still
put it in your mouth.
But anyway, people get high from it and it lasts a couple minutes, and it's a real issue for kids and teens.
Is it? It sounds like one of those challenge things, right? It doesn't take a genius to figure out it's not good
TikTok.
For you. Great. All right, there it is, the warning of the day. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.